Are we late? Is it your fault?
Well, it's in the name. We are Late Night London. It's
That's true.
It doesn't actually. It's
true.
Not like we're not doing this late at night. We're late. It's the night.
Oh, is that
in London?
Yeah. Is that what we're trying to yeah. convince everyone?
Yeah. It's not on time, Night London.
That's
oh,
true.
Oh, I like that. I like
the
that.
Day that we're on time, everyone's going to be super confused. Like,
everyone's going to be late.
Everyone's going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Joel? I feel like we lost
flip
him.
On its head.
Joel, I'm trying to find you. Just give me a minute and I'll find you. I know you're somewhere. Yeah. So what are we? Oh, there you are.
Hey.
Hey. So here we go. Adam, me and Warren.
So we have
Joel.
Chris.
Joel, you're just an outline.
Am I shadowy?
Wow. It's a shadow.
Is that well?
There you go. I can see you now.
Wow.
It looked like Crime Watch when someone was giving their statement.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow. That's where we're starting.
What?
That's where we're starting.
That's mate, it's a rally. Unbelievable.
Like
rally
before, you know?
I'm sure if that was Adam up there, you wouldn't have said Crime Watch.
No, because I would
have said Crime Watch.
No, I would have.
Said
the Nobel Peace Prize.
No, you would have been the guy with the blurry face.
It would have been a sex crime.
So what you should, oh my God. Wow. Oh, is that, so we're starting like that? All right.
Yep.
So are we...
start with the tone low.
What are we going to be talking about? There's not that much news going on this week.
There is a lot of news going on. It's just a lot of shit news, and it's really horrible that the world is just crumbling around us.
Yeah, so you pay enough attention to the papers and the news, and you try and put on like sort of a current events-based podcast, and it just ends up being like, this depressing thing happened, this depressing thing happened. But you kind of don't want to always be talking about the depressing things that are going on, because then you just end up the BBC
or
News.
Or you have inappropriate jokes about all the depressive things that's happened. That can be borderline.
Oh, we could do that.
That can be borderline
I'm,
as well.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else can we talk
deep
about?
Out there. It's a bit deep out there still.
Should we just start off with a bang and go straight into Joel's would you rather questions?
Yeah, and then from there, hopefully you can spike.
Are you ready, Joel? Have you got your would you rather questions ready, Joel?
I didn't know we was going to do that.
No, don't try it, bro. Don't try and put me on the spot like that.
I can think of some off the top of my head.
Yeah, bullshit. Absolute
bullshit.
Idiot. Just you got a hole. That's the only time Joel uses a pen. That's it. The only time. Go on, Joel. Jump in, bro.
Yeah, also, I've sent you a couple of videos that I want us to watch as well, if possible.
You sent me some videos?
Oh, no.
You're testing my capability. I can do that, Joel. It just means
what's the rating on these videos?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but under 65, but over.
Are they, said under are they links to wankspider.com?
Oh my God. Yeah, before the show, Warren was telling us that.
Chris was telling us
No. Wank, apparently, if all the guys are listening, wankspider.com is the place. Where is that?
Guys or girls? Whatever you identify as, if you type in on Google wankspider,
yeah,
have fun.
Have fun. If you find spiders as hot as I do.
Yeah, exactly. If you're into spiders. Yeah.
Or that, milking.
I don't know what that is
what
either.
What about queefing?
Queefing. Oof.
Queef.
I haven't lived until you've smelled a spider. Quiff.
Oh my God. All right, Joel, kick it off.
All right, Joel, would you rather? Let's go.
All right.
I'm excited.
I'm just going to hit you with some basic ones, first of all. So,
I don't even want to know. I don't. Why are we agreeing?
Are we going one at a time?
I'm going to direct this one to...
No, I don't want that. Are we doing
that? Recent birthday boy. I'll let him answer this one
all
first.
All right,
No, but instead of birthday, Adam can go first, and then we can also say what
yeah,
we
yeah, of course.
All right.
So, Adam,
yep.
be it that it was your birthday last week, I just wanted to ask you, would you rather eat feces that tastes like cake?
Yeah.
Or eat cake that actually tastes like feces?
Cake that tastes like feces.
What?
Every time. Every time.
Mad
every time.
Wait, say that again, Joel.
So eat feces that tastes like cake.
Or eat cake that tastes like feces.
Cake that tastes like feces.
Yeah,
100%.
What's your rationale behind that?
If you eat shit, it's toxic. You'll die.
Yeah, but the thing about it is also imagine this, Chris. Like, you've got shit on the table, and you've got cake on the table. Which one are you really gonna go for?
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't
it's
even
true. Just by look, just by sight.
You actually shouldn't even.
Does
know
it look
that.
Like shit still? Even that tastes like cake.
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
It's feces.
But then like also like on the other side of that, on the other side of like that eating shit will like really hurt you. You don't ever want to be in the position where you're like, you know what was really tasty that one time.
Just this one.
What really hit that spot?
I just can't get that taste out of my mouth.
You know what?
No, but that's what I was just about to say.
You're dreaming of it, eating shit.
No, but that's what I was about to say. You should not know that the shit tastes like cake.
Are we starting the show like this? Why did we let Joel do this?
Look, this is how we're starting the show. Yeah. And this is what's going to happen.
Eating shit.
I don't think I'd be eating shit to know that it tastes like cake.
Yeah, you know what? Now I reflected on it. I had some time. I'm with you.
Good.
Oh, but originally you was going to eat shit. Yeah,
no, but then... Yeah, no. Yeah, but then...
Are you eating cake or eating shit?
Whatever Adam said, I'm doing that. Basically, you said that it
you don't want to get like toxic shock syndrome. No, that's the vagina thing. Whatever what? It is.
Mad.
Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, if you leave a tampon, if you're a woman and you leave a tampon too long, you get toxic shock syndrome and die.
Or if you're a man.
What? I've heard that.
What if you're a man?
If you're a man, can you do it? I guess.
I don't think so.
I imagine so.
You're going to have to put it. Some men that use tampons put out their bum.
But like the lining of the ass is thinner than the lining of the vagina. So imagine if that was a thing, you'd get it worse.
Yeah, so it would seep straight into your system and instantly fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
If you were ever tempted to put a tampon up there.
By the way, I'm glad.
Some men do have to.
When I set up this YouTube live show, I'm so happy that I clicked that button that said not made for kids.
Yeah. Welcome to episode three.
Could you imagine? I'm so happy that I clicked that button. Not me.
No, but on that topic though, didn't Disney have to put out some kind of censor recently to do with racial content and content?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because some of the stuff that they had on the actual new streaming channel that they've got is like old school. And it's like not PC. It's
like
Disney can be bad.
There's some serious racism.
Crows.
Let's not get into that too. Joel, let's go into the next one.
I was just saying.
We're going to have a racist chat every episode.
Yeah. I'm not trying to go into the racist chat, but I'm going into the Disney chat.
Trust the black man to go to the racist.
There we go.
He pulled that card out, didn't he?
My own brother.
It's a bit early.
No,
we're late.
That's true.
Yes. Joel, over to you. No, dude.
All right, so I'm going to ask this of Wild G. Thanks for not calling me by my name, everyone, by the way. So Wild G, would you prefer to continue to smell an odor that no one else smells, or when you're around, everyone else smells an odor that you can't smell?
When I'm around, everyone can smell an odor that I can't smell.
That's correct.
The reason why I say that is because then it becomes a them problem, not a my problem.
You're all about the you.
Basically,
it becomes a them problem, but then based on presumption, they're going to think it's you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm comfortable with
so
myself.
So you're happy with everyone around you just straight up thinking you, or not even
how
thinking,
bad is
you
the smell?
It's horrible.
Like I'm doing the like eating rancid. A shit cake. I'm talking eating a shit cake smell.
That's bad. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why I say that I'm happy with that is because, as he said, I can't smell it.
So I know, but your girlfriend, your kids,
that's fine. That's them. That's them. The other side of it is I have to smell a smell that nobody else can smell. So therefore, I'm either crazy or I stink. I'd rather stink
just
than be crazy.
Like pay a surgeon to disconnect your nose.
Yeah, because that's a surgery. That fucking you going is. For? Can I go? Can I go for the old disconnect to nose thing?
Anosmia is a thing, right? There's got to be a way to get it.
Anosmia? You coming out of all sorts? What's that?
Anosmia.
This is
the inability
way
to smell.
Too educated.
I know exactly. That's why we brought him on the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be just us lot.
Yeah,
you know I mean,
just chatting shit about shit. You know and eating shit.
I'm like the woman with the dictionary.
I just sips his Corona.
Guys, what's your one? So Chris, you'd rather smell a smell.
No, I just wanted to hear your rationale. So basically, the conundrum is: do I smell myself smelling like shit, or does everyone else smell me smelling like shit? Yeah. Oh
man, you've got family. Think of your family.
I'll take the hit and I will smell like shit and everyone else will be fine.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Too gregarious, I think.
What about you? Adam, what have we told you about the big words?
All right, sorry.
Come on.
I like people and I wanna I definitely think I'd smell the odor and hopefully find a way to Yeah, like disconnect my nose.
What about Joel? What about you?
Maybe I'll pay Mike Tyson to punch me in the face like as hard as he can.
The best thing if you
but wait,
do you know what would be amazing? Wait. Do you know what I mean? If, you know what would be great if he just chinned you, didn't even hit you in the nose.
Oh, if you missed.
No, like, no. Yeah. But before we go there, let's talk about Mike Tyson. Did you see the interview?
No.
There was an interview about with him the other day. I think he was with Pierce and someone else, and this guy looked like he was
jacked, bruv.
Messed up. He couldn't hold his head up. Now, I don't understand.
Oh, what do you mean? Because he was exhausted or something?
I don't know if it's because he was exhausted, because it was at a ridiculous time in the morning for him.
Yeah.
And obviously, if he's been training recently to do with like getting ready to fight Roy Jones Jr. and all that kind of stuff, then maybe that could be a reason. But he looked like he was super baked high in his face.
Oh, he smokes a lot there.
Yeah, exactly. He said even during his, I saw an interview not long ago, he said he ain't stopped blazing.
Yeah,
but he's basically, because that's basically what keeps his anger and his mood and everything under control.
Yeah, but that's cool.
I
but
can't
he was
he's
on
training
it.
Again. What yeah. an
dude,
idiot.
He's roided yeah. out of his face, bro.
What no, but idiot. he was on the what's it called on the TV on I think it was what's it called Morning Britain, and he was just like closing his eyes and
oh also
back and
he's gonna have that jet lag.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it would have been like crazy be o'clock where he is as well.
No, but he wasn't even. I don't think he was. Like, he didn't fly nowhere. He was where he normally is.
Probably just bored, isn't it?
No, of course he didn't come in. No, you're right. Yeah.
But I don't know where he was, but yeah, he looked messed
up. I forgot it was 2020
right,
for a second there.
Right now, I wouldn't mind taking a punch from him, because I was just like, sure.
Joel, what's your choice then out of your own? You've got to answer your own questions.
Yeah.
I would just let other people smell.
That's why he's on camera right now. We don't allow him in the room.
Yes, fucking, deep.
Because the smell.
Yeah,
and moving on swiftly, Joel, to the next one.
So basically, 2v2. It's a draw. So the white people chose to smell. The black people were like, nah.
You're rude.
Like, nah, not having it.
I don't know why we always talk about race.
Oh, shut up.
I like that one.
Only racist. Oh, no. Oh, going to go.
I feel like knowledge. If you keep going, he'll
career ending.
Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't career ending. It was actually a gut. It was just a cuss. But I was like, no, I can't be cussing people on it.
Do you know what? There's a next one that knowledge has that has nothing to do.
And
with
by the way, so the people that are listening in the chat, we want to hear your choices.
Comment. Oh God, yeah.
As well. And listen, you're anonymous as well, so you can say whatever you want. Because I know you all got some random YouTube usernames.
Everyone that I've told to watch, I've told to comment as well. So comment some horrendous shit. No, but what I was going to say
don't
is
get our chat blocked. Don't start. YouTube's like, whoa, don't share this stuff.
All right, Chris, it's your turn. Knowledge, hit him.
All right, so the next one would be Chris Rainey.
Full name, yeah? Objective. Just straight full name. Just government name.
Is
it
dropping a middle name? Yeah.
Government middle name. His middle name's actually Julia. Which I found.
Chris Wait, listen, Junior. No one knows about the sex change, Joel. Come on, bro.
It's cool. It's cool.
It's wherever you identify as.
So, we're talking about sex changes. Chris, would you rather watch your parents having sex or have them watch you having sex?
Oh, why did I get this one? That was so easy. So would I rather? Wait, so.
I'm not even answering this question.
No, you got to.
No,
that's why
this
is all
for you.
It's your question.
Listen, don't try and bail out on me. So basically, would I rather watch my parents having sex or have them watch me having sex? It's a lose lose as always, isn't it?
It's a lose lose.
I would rather. I'd rather watch them.
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah, I think that's the right answer.
Because me smashing like whilst my it's even more weird. I'll just make sure I squint and open just one eye open.
Yeah.
Does that make it the
worst? The variant of that I heard was, would you rather watch your parents have sex every single night for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Or join in once to make it stop?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh man. These questions I'm not answering. I'm not even involved. That sounded horrible.
Say that again.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every night for the rest of your life? Every night. Or join in one time to make it stop?
Oh, you got to join in one time, innit?
Oh, Chris.
What? Lord. What about you choosing, Adam? Who are you choosing, Adam?
Who are you banging, then?
Oh, fuck. Don't elaborate.
No. You wanted to take it there.
No.
You wanted to take it there.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting. What are you doing?
I'm done. I'm not going any further. This line of questioning.
Are you creeping in the room and just spreading it for him?
No, No, stop it. No.
Joining with your parents, who are you banging?
Whoa, no, wait. It's no, we, these two got to answer the other question. They don't, I answered the question. Yeah,
knowledge, next one.
No. What are you doing? Yeah,
next one. Let's keep it moving.
No, let's not keep it moving. Adam, what would you do?
No, we're keeping it moving.
Adam,
look, we haven't got enough time in this show.
Are you kidding me?
We're not going to go in with that one.
You lot are deep. I love the way I just got. Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm upset about this. I'm so upset. All right, Joel, go on, next one.
So Chris wants to watch his parents and join in, but yeah, he won't let us know who he'd bang when he does join.
Oh. almost knowledge, like he's ashamed to tell us which one of his parents he'd bang.
Yeah, because that's the hard part of it.
Like, he's ashamed. Yeah. Like, he knows we'll judge.
I already know the answer.
I think we all know the answer to that one.
Yeah, he's bending over his dad.
Deep. All right, can we move on now?
Deep.
I just, I'm scarred. I'm sitting here as if it's already happened. I don't even have a drink.
Guys, this is our last podcast. I hope you've enjoyed. All
right.
Next week, Chris is going to be like, yes, the studio's closed, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm filming a porn set shoot. I've got a multi-camera porn shoot set up. Yeah, I mean, interview, and then I'll do a post-interview after as well. Go on. All right, next one, Joel.
Chris, when it does happen, would you tell us?
Shut up, Joel. Next question.
No, you wouldn't tell us.
No, I won't tell you.
Cool. So this is to everyone.
The other one's just for me, but this one's for everyone. Go on, carry on.
Would you rather cry every time someone laughs in public?
Cry or die?
Cry. Oh. Or laugh every time someone cries in private.
Oh, such a good one.
Laugh every time someone cries in private.
Say it one more time.
You'd be just laughing all day, every day.
So would you rather cry every time someone laughs in public? So if you're upon the road and you're chilling and someone starts spinning up, you're going to start tearing up, like, emotional. Or would you rather laugh every time someone cries in private? So if someone,
that's an easy one, bro. The first one, because that's in your control. Whereas the other one, you could be trying to go sleep, and then literally you just stop, like, someone's at home. That's the first one, 100%.
It's a tough one. I feel like people cry a lot less than they laugh, right?
No, I think they cry a lot. There's a lot of people that cry in private, I personally think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But what if someone came to you?
Dude, if someone's crying in private, you're never ever going to sleep. At least in public, that only happens in public. Because when you're in private, then you're fine, isn't it? If you choose the first option.
In private, are they with you? Like, privately with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. So it's not just like global. It's local.
Chris is like everyone that cries in private. Like, you're laughing.
I was like, this is never ending laughter then. You're just screwed.
Yeah. No. It's just privately with you. So for example, you'd never go to a funeral.
What would you do then?
If you went to a funeral, you'd be messed.
Yeah. But I still think it's that option though.
Yeah, I think it's laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, crying is very draining.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was in public,
super exhausting.
And every time someone laughs in public, I'd just be crying my eyes out. I'd be tired. Mm. Whereas, I'd still go.
If I came up to you and I was like, oh, you know what? My buddy of 52 years passed away the other day.
I'd definitely laugh.
And you're just crying.
Yeah, I start busting up. You told me your budgie died. I'd be laughing.
Hey, do you know the first thing I think of? Have you seen Dumb and Dumber when he gets the little budgie and he snaps the head off and he sellotapes that and he goes, here you go. You ever seen Dumb and Dumber when he snaps the little kid in the wheelchair? They run out of money. The guy snaps the budgie's head off.
Like 20 years.
He sellotapes the budgie's head back on and gives it back to the little kid, and he's blind. So he's stroking the budgie with sellotape around it. Oh, bro, that's bad times. Maybe I'm just too old. Am I too old? You don't know?
No, we know it. We know it.
I just remember that specific part.
That movie came out in the middle of the 90s.
Oh, come on, allow me.
The answer, I would absolutely laugh every time someone cries in private. And then I just dodge weddings.
Yeah. Just dodge those situations.
If my girlfriend's got bad news, I'm like, I've got to go to the shop.
But there's people out there that actually do that in uncomfortable situations. They laugh.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
So I'd just say it's something that I've got.
It's like a nervous laughter thing.
Yeah. Or I just roll laugh in their face and just have no friends.
Yeah.
What about you, Joel?
I'm evil, so I'd laugh. I'll laugh anyway.
Yeah. When they cry. I sound like crying, man. Crying sucks.
Yeah. Didn't that sound like Adam was about to cry when he said that?
I just don't like crying, man.
Stop laughing.
All right, next. You got more, Joel?
Yeah.
You got a notepad. Why am I asking if you got more? You got a whole notepad.
I've got one more for this week, and then if we can watch those videos, that'll be
okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So to everyone once again, would you rather come every time you urinate or urinate every time you come?
Come
every time you urinate.
Because I ain't fucking busting on, like, and then just pissing over someone.
Some people like that, baby.
Yeah.
You know that women do that. Like, some women do that.
Yeah, that's their squirting thing. Yeah. They piss on you after.
Yeah, I actually don't know this question. This may be like, if there's any ladies in the chat, can they control whether that happens, or is that just involuntary?
Some of them can, some of them can't.
I feel like if they had control over it, they wouldn't do it.
No, I think some of them, like,
or some of them just really like piss.
I think some guys are like freaky and just want it.
There are absolutely some people who just like piss.
No, but we're all grown here. We've all come before, and then when you piss after,
no, I haven't.
It goes like four different directions.
No, but when you piss after, sometimes
it goes like five different directions.
Sometimes the piss is nice as well. The face. Sometimes that piss is good. It's like, oh yeah, oh, it's a bit sensitive. So that's what might happen.
What's that got to do with what we just said?
No, for the females, that's what it might be. When they piss straight after, it might carry on.
It's got euphoric.
Can I ask a question about related to this, would you rather, is like, do you have an orgasm as well?
Yeah.
While you piss?
That's what I was going to say.
Because I don't just want to like drain.
Yeah, I don't just
empty out.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that you're asking Joel, like, there was an like, experiment and then there's research and like...
Because if you do have an orgasm as well, how do I sign up for this program?
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah, and how many times a day? Because how many times a day are you going for a piss? That's a lot. Yeah.
When I fast, because I do fast, I try to drink as much water as possible. So I try to drink at least a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you pass the second liter, you're pissing every time you drink water, so... I'll be pissing all the time for a whole morning.
Warren will be like, I'm going on fast more often.
It's a lot of cum.
Yeah.
But
I'll be drained.
Be like two little raisins.
Have some
there.
More, is it mercury?
Come in looking like a fucking mummy next week.
You'd be fucked, dude.
Just dehydrated.
You look like Mike Tyson on the morning.
Just fucked. All right, so is everyone going for that same choice then? Because the other choice is mad.
Yeah, no, like,
yeah.
No one's going to...
Yeah. I was about to say, ask the
people. You could find like a piss fetishist for whom that would be like the dream.
What about for everyone in the chat? What are you saying? Let us know.
Yeah, piss off.
I wonder if the females have a different perspective.
Yeah, true, say.
Than the males.
Yeah.
They might just be there for ages.
They might just be like, this is amazing.
I think for the females, it might work either way, but I'm not a female, so I'd have to wait for them to
You're
answer.
Not a female?
No.
What?
Fuck. Come on. Can we just take a second to just take a moment to understand that? To recognize that Wild G has got rid of his long hair.
Oh, sorry.
Looks good.
Yeah, one second. I took off my headphones a few times so everyone could notice.
It's like a female when you don't notice she's got a new hairstyle and she's just fuming at you as well. Just like, you haven't noticed I got a new hairstyle. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, Ryan. Guys, I made
What made you...
Do you know what? The best answer for this is just, I think it was the right time. I'm doing much more different things than I was before.
Also, is it so when you also do jiu-jitsu, they can't grab your hair?
No, but also jiu-jitsu that Chris introduced me to has never been to. But
yeah,
he's a pussy.
Do you feel like your hairstyle was wearing you rather than you were wearing it?
Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt like, you know, also it's like my missus was doing my hair a lot of the time. And now we've got two kids. There's not a lot of time to find to be getting my hair done. Anytime my kids were away, it's like the first day of them being away, instead of spending time with each other, I was trying to get my hair done, try to get out of the way. Yeah. It didn't feel like I was like doing it anymore. It felt like I was trying to get out of the way, get it done, and then move on. And then also, it's just one of them ones where it's like, I'm doing other things where my hair's just always getting messy.
Can I say something, by the way? Everyone in the YouTube chat, come on, don't be pussy holes. No one's answered one question. I can see you all in the chat. So answer one, everyone's shook. I don't think no one wants to, because you know what it is, when you put it in writing, there's no taking it back. Or you can just technically, you can delete your response, but I want, like, people just said, look, I would, these would you rather questions are hard, and another person said, I wasn't ready for these questions, ha ha ha. I wasn't ready, none of us are ready. It's Joel, I said to him,
it's make knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah, sorry, yeah. One day, I'll learn that, one day. There are probably so many people that are confused in there. Let's start with just some actual news. There's not much news going on this week, but I saw some crazy articles.
Yeah, there are some crazy articles out there this week that aren't like big worldwide news. Obviously, the news cycle has been taken over by the US election and lockdown rules in the UK. Mm. So we're trying to find the weird ones.
The weird ones.
But you see the election, I saw something, I never read up on it, I was going to, I should have. But they said something about it, because of the last one, that they were talking too much. They're going to put a mute button on this time.
They ain't doing that, bro.
No chance.
Donald Trump basically disagreed to do one if they do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because his whole thing is
to talk more.
Is to like interrupt people and just be a little kid.
Yeah.
As well. So let's avoid that because
he's going to smash the selection.
Yeah, he is. All right. So one thing that caught my eye before we went live, which I think's actually funny, is because it's bad. It's good and bad. Obviously, given we're going back into a lockdown, it seems that way in the UK, and actually most European countries are declining back in. Yeah. Unfortunately,
second wave is real.
A lot of establishments are shutting down again, and this time they might not be able to take it. It was already hard enough for them to get through. It's so super sad to see like these businesses go under, right? And the other ones are not really getting the support. And some of them are doing some crazy things to stay alive. And as a business owner myself, I can't hate because I'm like, I will do whatever it takes. But these are some funny ones. So this gyms, there's been more than one, multiple gyms now, are rebranding themselves as churches. Right. Right.
This makes sense to me.
But listen to the rationale, because it's the legal clause, isn't it? To avoid closure, because you can't close spiritual institutions like churches. So you can't close them. So basically what they're doing is basically being like, come to the class, and they're trying to basically say that the class is like a you go in church basically. Yeah. And in that way they can say to the government, we can stay open and continue charging membership fees. So there's a couple of things to unpack there. One, if you sign up to the gym and all of a sudden you're just getting the sermon, you're like, what is going on here? Is a mad one.
Yeah.
But the fact they're pulling this off and then they're like, what? And they've actually rename the name of their church because I thought it was pretty good. And we find the link in here.
No, but I feel that people find their workout and their training a worship.
It's spiritual, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a spiritual thing.
So,
plus, have you seen Jesus's abs?
Mad.
Unbelievable. Like,
washboard abs.
Yeah, you could do like a Jesus abs class.
You've seen an image of Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is black, by the way. Just putting out there.
Make sure everyone knows. I've never seen Adam so shocked and foreign as life.
He is what?
Yeah, he's definitely.
Nobody told me.
Yeah. Nobody told you. They wouldn't, bro. Not in your school.
I thought he was white with blonde hair and blue eyes.
In Jerusalem, I don't know how that works.
In Jerusalem.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Well, obviously, as the Son of God and made in God's image, God is a Swedish man.
Must be. No, he is definitely a black man with a big slung.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that, Joel. I don't know where that just came from.
Joel didn't say nothing.
Why would he even have a big? Have a big dick?
Huh?
He ain't using it.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Definitely.
Do you reckon Jesus fucked?
100%.
That's sacrilegious.
He hung around with a prostitute.
Yeah, I know he did, but like,
Yeah.
What? Yeah, right, let me take you back to the story because you lot went mad.
Yeah.
You lot went mad. So the
I'm just saying Jesus had good abs. And like I think we would
I know, but you went
if
from...
someone offered you Jesus abs, right? The six classes, Jesus abs, you'd be like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's comes what along, that guy should have done along. From gym exactly. From what's it yeah. called?
From, oh, from
the Pure Gym. Yeah. He missed the trick there.
No, but imagine that. The thing about it is Pure Gym can come back now because they can say they're a church.
Oh, they can do it.
That's wicked. Yeah, and they didn't change their name. They can say, we are
and by the way,
gym.
It's called the gym. They rebranded it. It's called the Church of Healthy Body. So yeah, that's.
But you're right though. I think
I appreciate
the temple.
I think I do more introspection in a gym anywhere.
By the way, I'm much more likely to go church if I can bang a workout as well.
Yeah.
Imagine if you like what you went to church and then afterwards everyone just started lifting, like the pews just sort of went back.
God, and there's a guy going, one more rapper, get to it.
Imagine the gym music is.
Behind the bench press is a choir. Just going in. Oh my God.
More time. Let's go.
My God. Could you imagine it? Some guy lifts his heavy weight ever and he starts passing out because he's fucking found a Holy
Someone's
Ghost.
Someone's playing Darude Sandstorm on the organ.
An organ in the gym. Imagine that as the music. Yeah. Oh,
no, I would go to that church.
Yeah. And the thing about it is muscle heads.
The Church of Healthy Body.
The muscle heads that get ready for these competitions can get married there as well.
That's true.
That's true.
They can get married and bang weights.
Yeah, and also for once it will make sense because half of them have all these religious tattoos all over it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've never understood that. It's like you've like my younger brother Aaron. If you're listening, you're an idiot. he's never been church in his life, and he's got like fucking all sorts of religious tattoos.
Got, like, a cross and, like,
yeah, all sorts. I'm like, because it looks good. I'm like, oh, like, if you weren't my brother, I'd disown you. But it's just like, it's just so stupid. But now he can go gym and be like, see, I'm in a church of bodies, bro.
Do you know what it is? I'm not cussing him. But I'm just saying, people go and get tattoos and they just think to get these kind of things because it's part of the, I don't know, it's part of the ethos or the look of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've got tattoos that people don't always see, but none of them are like, yeah, godly in any way. I've got like a gun on my leg. And
like, you went, none of them are godly. Yeah, I've got a gun on my leg. Yeah.
You can worship a gun.
What type of gun?
It's not actually like, so basically it's like, you know them old school like pirate guns and then it says like family first.
Like a hand musket.
It's like a hand musket. So the story behind it is as everyone knows, I've done performing arts before, and I was doing
Everyone knows, if you're just tuned in now, you do know.
So I did a performance thing that was to do with like aim and shoot, and basically what it was is I did a little piece where I was doing a dance move, and basically I took the aim, but then when I won the competition, this was in the little theatre piece, when I won the competition, I didn't use a dance move. But then when I used a dance move, I lost the competition. And it was talking about some people in life always take the aim, but they never take the shot. And then
that's a good word, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like Hamilton.
Yeah, but when...
Hamilton was sick. Or my analogy the other day from a business stand, which I was saying to you guys, it only matters when you ship. So like, you can have the best idea in the world, but it only matters when you actually deliver it, execute it, put it out there, whether it's physical, a product. It only matters when you do it. It's like, oh, I had the idea for Uber. Yeah, sure you did.
But you didn't do nothing about it.
Million people had the idea for Uber, bro. I had the idea for Uber, literally. Yeah. Everyone did, but did you do fuck all about it?
No.
But
what I was going to say previous to that is that they told us two different things. It was to do with a gang workshop of like, you know, preventing gangs and stuff in the area.
We're in a workshop to create gangs. So today,
we're going to workshop gangs. Neo-Nazis, great. Good idea. Start there. And Latin Kings over there. Perfect. I think the name's taken, but you know, we'll keep the gold.
The org.
Some skinheads.
Exactly. Yeah, Russian mafia over there in the corner. I see you. Took the last biscuit.
But what I'm saying is they taught us about the kind of thing to do with guns previous to how it is now in the army and stuff weren't all bad. There's a lot of people that had generational. They handed down weapons, especially from like the native Indians and all that kind of stuff. And basically it was a thing where they were saying that guns were a lot for protection before they became, you know, a lot of things to do with business and all the other bad things to do with it. So yeah, I saw this thing and I thought to myself, do you know what? By any means necessary, I protect my family, and that's why I got my thing with my family first. So yeah,
you gotta
think
about it.
But they also talked about guns being an extension of the penis, you know, and then you know the clip and the magazine being the balls and shooting rounds.
Now we went a bit too far.
You absolutely went there. But no, you're right. You know, talking about like guns being personal protection because, you know, the police. Oh God, we went back to race.
Oh, why?
But the police force, you know, hasn't always been around. It was brought around to enforce the slave trade, right? Yeah. And people had to use guns. Yeah, this guy's like fucking 300 years old.
Yeah, the reason we got Joel on here, he's tuning in live from heaven. So so you know, they got Skype now. And Zoom, and Teams.
Wow. Heaven's doing nothing right then.
Yeah, exactly. So just so you know,
Zoom.
Even when you go to heaven, you still don't get your hairline back. I'm sorry. Let me zoom in as well. There you go. Sorry.
Why?
I had to take it there.
I'm not jumping on that because one day it'll happen to all of us too.
Is that why you got that fluff at the front of your head?
Yeah, just in case. Protecting me.
Protecting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, just push it back a little bit.
Why? Just like,
no, you're
have
right.
Sex with his dad first.
guys, let's tone it back in.
So this is it, us toning it down after what we've just been talking about.
Tone it down.
I'm just saying, tone it back in because
you two
was gonna go off. We could do a battle rap back to back if you want to get ready for it.
Where did that come from?
But, I'm on it.
All right, so let me tell you something Adam said earlier, which really intrigued me. I said, Adam, there's some news going on. We've got a show later. What's some news we can talk about? And I'm like, did you know that Google now has a feature that that you that lets you search for songs by humming the theme of the song, right? That's new. So on your Google, you can hum on the song,
yeah,
the song, and you can recognize that's the song. And Adam's first reaction to that is, oh, great. So even when you're given a blowjob, you can search for music.
Hum on the book.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the way he said it was as if he were given a blowjob. So it's like, yeah. So he was like, what? Even when you're given a blowjob, you can hum for the song name to play your tracks. And I was like,
sometimes I give blowjobs.
Yeah.
Wow. What's wrong with that?
Is this where, is this
shaming me for giving head?
Yeah, but, so you're so is that what you meant then? So you're down there humming, giving the motorboat, yeah? Is that all right? I didn't know that. I'll take it back. But
and what type of playlist do you use for that time, for that special time? Yeah.
For that special time?
Yeah.
X gon' give it to you.
I don't even know where that came from.
Give it to you.
It's so aggressive.
Make you wanna rock.
I'm just saying, Chris, you talked about all the comments that was on the YouTube.
First of all, rock. Send her out the window.
You didn't talk about the comment that says sexy Mr. Wild. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, because basically I reported it to YouTube as spam.
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Mrs. Wild is out here rapping. Thanks, Mrs. Wild.
Yeah, so this new Google feature means that you can find out what song you want to listen to, no matter what your mouth is doing at the time.
Yeah, but sometimes like your humming is rubbish. Like I like what song? What?
No, do you know what I think? Of all the things in the world, you can focus on solving.
Yeah.
They were in that executive meeting.
There's someone
do you know
Google
what people need?
Who gives a lot of head?
Yeah. yeah. Exactly. It's like, what do you like? Who needed that? You already got like voice recognition. You got, you know.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Because they were sitting there thinking, oh, when you can't remember that track, but you can hum the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah. But is it really solving? Imagine how many coders and developers and hours they put into that.
Yeah, but also, if I can't remember a track, but I can hum it, I can only remember like one bar. Yeah. They won't know one bar.
No, but think about it.
Should we test it now? Find it. Someone find it on their phone.
All right.
There's so many samples as well. So you can hum something and it could
you'll
be
end
like
up with
18 different songs.
Yeah. The thing that's annoying.
I love the way Joel's got a good point there, though. It's like, which remix do you want? Which sample do you want? Like,
come on, mate.
What is like this like an app?
Literally, it was on like a lot of the tech websites today. It was like Google now allows you to hum the song and find it. Like it just kept coming up.
Song so, stuck in your head,
there we
just
go.
Hum to search.
Yeah, how'd you do it? There you go.
This is disgusting.
Dude, it's a thing, man. It's a thing.
But it says hum to search. It just makes me think of humming on the balls.
What? Mrs. Wild, are you standing for this?
Nah.
All right, no, we're gonna
late.com.
Oh, Colin, what's going on? Colin was like, wow, the hairline comment, Chris. I'm sorry.
What song do I hum?
I'm sorry.
Chris doesn't realise this.
Hum something
is not a
easy,
project.
Like a nursery rhyme or some shit.
Yeah, it's true, Joel. You've got plenty of time to get on back.
Okay.
X gon' give it to you.
Project.
I can't even think about how to hum X gon' give it to you because, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
You found it, though.
Yeah, well, it's anyway,
just, everyone,
right,
everyone's so. Just. Adam's gonna try to hum X gon' give it to you.
Hey, Google, what's this song? Oh, can't. Oh, what?
Why did Mike
can't reach Google at the moment. Hey Google, what's this song?
Wait, Warren did it. 1 minute. Oh, you got to keep doing it that length.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
One
right,
second.
So, wait, we're doing it. Warren's going to try it. Ready?
Hey Google, what's this song? Oh, wow, it's coming back with.
No, that's from before. So, do it again. Right. Search it again. If this works, I'm going to be like, go on, go, wait, be quiet. Go. You know, basically,
really good,
for everyone listening, you got to do it for us for like 10 seconds. So Warren didn't make it through, so it's not going to work. Come on, Adam, you can do it. I believe in you.
Hey, Google, what's this song? I can't reach Google at the moment.
Hey
Google, what's this song? No, my
Google's
not working.
It's coming up with other songs.
What?
Superman Club remix, Dragon Ball Z villain.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
All right, let's try something else. What,
okay, listen to one of those.
All right, let's do it again. Wait, 1 second.
Let's try a different song. Something popular, something current. What's a current song that are more like, because X going to give
how
it to you.
How do you hum it though?
Every song right now is grime. Hum grime. Hum
trap,
grime for
or
me.
Or trap music, like. Or,
hum it.
Or
what about just like a nursery rhyme or something?
Come, Joel, you got any ideas? Or anyone in the chat, what's an idea we can hum that's new?
Do you know
hey, Google.
You know that song?
All right, let's do that. Let's do
that. Yeah.
All right, okay, let's do that.
So good for me.
All right, did it work? Oh, I got it worked!
I want to freak you.
No, that's not it.
That's from Raksu.
That's not it.
Dilemma by Nelly.
No,
or Aladdin by Notes. But at the same time,
none of them.
It's none of them.
Hell,
but these are the songs that are coming out. So
Mrs. Wild said, by the way, she says she'll keep humming for you.
Oh, I'm sick. She gonna hum tonight.
Oh shit.
Oh, good shit. News. Yeah.
Third kid on the way.
No,
because that's not how babies are made.
Yeah, but Aurora can go again. I believe in him. I have faith.
I'm good with my two. I love my beautiful children, but they're...
Bro, it's a lot. Tasha's like at the moment, like, we need to have another kid. I'm like, oh, but one's a lot.
So this was...
You need to have another one. Oh, so it's a cover.
It worked. Are you kidding me?
Is that Rack Sue?
I don't know if we can play that, but...
Yeah, no, yeah, stop that.
Stop it. Copyright strike.
But yeah.
Wow,
but
it worked.
It was more to do with what was happening on Google, but it did work.
It worked. That's mad. Who needs that though? Look how long that took us. We could have literally searched for it in a matter of time. Actually, I suppose you don't know, you can't search
Forgetful
for
hookers.
What's that? Is that like your side hustle? Like what's
No, he's saying forgetful hookers because they could need it.
Forgetful hookers?
Yeah.
Like, I don't explain this to me.
While they're there humming on the balls, they might think of, oh, I actually
you
like
know
that
what?
Song.
What is that song that heard they need a bit in Tesco on Tuesday?
Because hookers shop at Tesco, that's the go to.
No, they shop at Waitrose,
like
mate.
Great name. I really want to start up a company.
Forgetful hookers.
Forgetfulhookers.com. Wow. Have you lost your. I don't even know. What would they lose?
What would hookers lose?
Yeah, exactly.
Condoms.
Condoms? Yeah. I think they're long past that, mate.
No. They're very serious about their condom game. Very serious.
Adam's got a lot of flashbacks going on there. He's like, no, Adam, I don't care how much money you got. You need a condom.
Prostitutes are very clean.
I don't know why I just made a prostitute really posh then. I don't know.
You have a feeling that they aren't, but they're very clean.
Mm. Very clean.
Mm. Have you not watched Billy Piper's seminal TV show, Secret Diary of a Call Girl?
Why did you say it like you were IMDb, but talking?
Because that's pretty much my personality at this point.
Seminal fucking mad. Oh god. All right, that was random. How did we even get, I don't even know how we get onto the top of it. Oh, I said it out loud.
Yeah.
So anyway, so for everyone listening, if you're interested in humming into your phone and you want to find some songs, it's a thing. Another thing that came out today, I don't drive, but I'll be driving soon, hopefully, is that UK drivers now will face a £200 fine for touching their phone. For any reason whilst driving. And that's quite like a vague.
All right, so I kind of back this. I think I think my reaction to you was, yeah, like that, in that order.
It's stupid because anytime that I've had to, let's say I'm using my phone while I'm navigating or I've used maps or anything like that. If someone calls me, you're telling me I'm not allowed to cancel the call while I don't know where I'm going. That's basically what you're telling me. So if I just cancel the call just to keep watching the maps, you're telling me that I'm actually not going to touch my phone. I've just
to
got
play
to keep
devil's
driving.
Advocate, you can set your phone to reject all calls.
Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate, because you won't remember to.
Yeah, but you're going to have to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's been times I've even had to just turn up my phone.
It totally kills people. I get
what
it.
I don't drive, what do you touch, Joel? Do you touch your phone? Via your phone.
Music.
He likes to play Pokemon Go while he drives. So.
No, he didn't even got a phone. He's got an actual Game Boy with a magnet attached to it.
That'd be dope.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick, yeah. That's true.
That'd be pretty good.
I think it's stupid.
And in fairness, I think we've found the way around it now. Yeah. Like, who needs your phone when you've got Pokemon
Go.
You've got Pokemon.
No, but you know what? See,
Pokemon on the go.
So, Pokemon Go. The thing about it is, I'm a driver, and I don't really use my phone while I'm driving.
That's why you made that statement. That was great.
As a driver?
Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a driver.
As a seminal driver.
Warren's the kind of guy that before he drives just to put on the leather gloves, isn't it? You know, he's got a particular leather jacket,
I feel like he's got a pair of leather gloves for everything.
No, but the thing is, he's the type of guy that wears like the gloves, puts on the Ferrari hat.
Oh.
And but he drives a
Fiesta.
But he
drives like a silk bomber jacket you put on.
Oh, I do have a bomber jacket.
But he drives a Fiesta or something like that. Like, you know the people that they got all the gear and it's like.
Excuse yourself, with no car, I drive a Suzuki.
He smashed the exhaust of the Mallet until it makes an angry noise.
I didn't mean it literal. What are you? Yeah, he drives
a Suzuki. So what are they actually saying then, that you can't, like.
basically, people are taking the piss, innit? Basically, Joel. Let me,
no,
let me,
some
let
people
let me hit the wide angle. Look, hello, everyone. Welcome to our studio. Good this, evening. On this camera angle, you can see my switching set I hear where I switch the cameras. So those of you that complain that I'm not switching the cameras properly, it's because I'm trying to focus on the conversation and do this.
Are people complaining about that?
Yeah, some people are like,
you need to sort them out. No, I'm getting banned.
Yeah, no, it is because sometimes I get carried away talking to you and I forget.
Yeah,
this,
yeah,
like, it's sitting on someone.
Do you know what it is?
We're not like Joe Rogan. We can't afford a producer yet.
No,
so,
but not even that. I watch an. I can't hear myself. I watch another podcast called Chalk and Cheese, and they were saying that some people complain about things on their podcast as well. And the main thing that I say is,
it's fucking free. No,
yeah, it is. It's free. It's not like if we was charging them like a £10 to listen to it, and then after they're like, I don't like the way that that's set up. Then by all means, but if we're not charging them nothing, then go along. You know,
no, you guys are sensitive, man. It's just constructive criticism. Just take it.
No, I did take it. That's why I just made a point of it, which I told them.
Speaking of which, we used to have a red light down there. We used to have a red light down there.
I turn it off. I mean, I turn it off early because you get really upset. So should we turn it on? Are we missing the red light?
Yeah, turn it on. I missed the red light.
The ambience that separates Warren from the wall. Is that what we need?
We need to give Warren some depth.
Yeah. Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that.
I get deep, but not on this podcast.
Yeah. I want him deeper.
Okay.
Mad. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of that. Not a fan of that.
What else has been going on in the news that we just don't really want to talk about, but we're going to talk about anyway?
Okay, so Manchester got absolutely
shagged.
Yep.
Manchester?
Yeah. Manchester.
What do you mean shagged?
They're on first.
I don't know what that means, and I don't know what that means. So what do you even mean?
Manchester is a city in England.
Oh, shut up, you freak.
I love Chris, man. What? I love Chris.
Why?
I don't know what that means. And I don't know
what that means. I don't. Shagged.
Yeah,
explain that to me first. Am I like, have I been out shagging?
Shagging.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
How does
you've been out of the
game.
I'm
going to zoom on Adam. How the fuck do you know that? Is that because you moved to Stratford now? Is that why?
I moved to Stratford now.
Yeah, so you know about the shagging.
I pay a man at the door.
All right.
Is the local?
And by the way, you mean
hello, like, Jamal, tell me the latest words.
Yeah, Devron. I love the way, when he says pay the man at the door, it's a lame in his own house. Is that not tax man? Yeah.
You get tax.
All right, fair play. So shagging is
like
shanking.
Off. No, not shanking. Chris.
You're saying it wrong.
To shag.
Say it again, Chris.
Verb.
Shag.
Oh, Chris, you don't use that word.
Are you not punking me? Is this a messing?
Knowledge is on your neck.
People in the chat.
Say it again.
Colin just posted the chat, switch the camera. Allow me, man. Allow me, Colin. I'm trying my best to switch cameras.
No, switch back to this one, though.
What, the big one? Or to Adam, there you go.
Sup.
That's you.
Sup, Colin. How's it going? How's your day?
He's all right. I said he's all right. Like I knew.
I hope you're not in Manchester.
Anyway, back to shagging. They got
you get £8.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Shagging.
Oh no, bro.
it's a no from me.
It's just shagging.
It's a no from me. It's fucking no this me. Guy, X Factor. Fucking, it's a no from me. Go on. So carry on the story. What happened in Manchester?
So Manchester was supposed to get some COVID relief, right? It's pretty bad up there, and they've just been given £8 per person.
Wow.
By the government. They wanted...
Per hour?
They wanted £60 million in COVID relief, Manchester, and they got 20? Around about?
Yeah, it's like 22 or
22, I think, was the number I saw.
Why is it so bad up there compared to here? Because they're on lockdown.
Well, we got it bad first, right? And the rest of the country didn't take it so seriously because it was a London thing. And then
didn't they get money at that exact same time anyway?
I don't think so.
Clearly not.
I think they did. I think they did. But, you know.
Give me some more.
Yeah. I mean, they need more. It's worse there. It's worse in the north than it is anywhere else.
Really? Why is that? I wonder why that is. They didn't give a shit.
Because they didn't.
Well, they had incest before COVID. So now they're just going all in.
Yeah, it's true.
They're just like, this is what I mean. They're like, wait a minute. If I have another child, I get an extra £400 a month.
11th finger.
I'm only joking. Oh, deep. Wow. They got like.
For clarity, I have nothing to do with this.
I love Manchester.
It was a joke.
I think someone's knocking on your door.
Yeah, exactly.
Joel, they sound angry.
Exactly. Joel's from there. When I said heaven, I meant Manchester. That's where Joel's from. All right, so that's the thing.
That's the thing. It's a whole thing. Manchester's in trouble and the government won't help. But at the same time, you know, London as well, we're getting cuts to TfL, I think.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to cut TfL.
Warren, you work with TfL, right?
No, I don't. Please don't do that.
Presumption.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't work with TFL at all.
Who do you work with?
Warren, you're a security guard, right?
Oh, this guy. No,
Warren, you do porn, guys, right?
No, pardon?
You do porn part-time.
You're a forgetful hooker?
Did. I was a porn star at one
point. You're a forgetful hooker.
He called me.
All right, could you imagine that as your job spec? Collops. On your LinkedIn, your job spec is forgetful hooker.
I've just been looking through your CV and it seems from 2010 to 2013 you worked as a forgetful hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
did
remember.
Did I? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, Joel. Yeah, Joel was like, yeah. Yeah, did we? Did we not? Oh, I forgot. Sorry, yeah.
So I will say I don't work for TFL. I won't say who I do work for.
Okay.
Close enough, though, isn't it?
No. It's just transport. That's
it's
it.
Just transport. It's
nothing to do with
that. That was a nail on the head. No. Being in the same industry. Mm-mm. No? All right, no. I'll let go. Mm-mm. I'll let go.
I'm not charging people. Yeah.
Is Colin in the chat said, is Warren... He said, is Warren a bus driver? No, I don't.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being a bus driver. No, I get paid quite well.
It's good work.
Do you know what, though? It's a hard job.
I want to be like a National Express driver. That's what I want. You know, those National Express coaches with the leather seats, air conditioning.
It's a better job.
Yeah.
But no, Warren's not a bus driver. Yeah. Why are, is it me, or is every bus driver just fucking pissed off 24 hours a day?
I know.
I know. Yeah, and by the way, it's fully justified because people just treat them like shit, man. But even when back in the day when you did, you saw how people treat the bus drivers like absolute dog shit.
No, but do you know what? Bus drivers became that way as well. As in like people treated them like shit and had to deal with loads of shit people.
And then they got hard.
But that's mad.
Yeah.
But I remember.
Yeah, but they're probably getting it, for want of a better phrase, from both angles. Sorry, Chris. I know the whole parents thing. They're probably getting it from their hierarchy.
what the fuck?
To say, you got to do this, that. And then from the public, like, why are you doing this, that?
Yeah, they got to catch them too.
Really. Imagine, like, I get frustrated being on the bus, the fact that it stops every stop. Imagine having to drive and stop every stop.
Yeah.
I really hope this isn't.
Do you know what gets them, though? It's when people, there was a guy on my route that I would always I've see in the morning because he must have the morning route, and he would go mental, the bus driver, by the way, if people rang the bell multiple times.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, stop ringing the bell, like straight up, like just scream down the bus, like it's not even like they've got a speaker, he's just straight screaming.
I mean, you get abuse.
And there was a guy like kind of had his headphones in, so he couldn't hear, and he was leaning on the bell. So imagine that he can't hear it because he's got a headphone, and it's just like ding, 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 ding. Imagine your driver, right, sitting in that cabin, ding, 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 ding. Stop dragging the bell, ding, 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 ding. And I pushed the guy off. I was like, you need to stop, mate. This guy's gonna fucking kill you, bro. he's
got a shotgun.
You have to realize as well, they listen to that bell all day.
Oh, long.
Yeah.
It's brutal. They must have uses their alarm in the morning? Ding, ding, ding. They're like, lose their mind.
You know what? Like, I think being a bus driver would be an all right job, but the night bus?
Oh, fuck
you
that.
You couldn't pay me enough.
I was that proof vest, bro. I'd be like, nah.
The night bus sucks.
Nah. Well, they have to like reinforce like the glass and shit. Yeah.
One part of the night bus, which I used to be on night buses all the time, is that sometimes.
Because he drove them.
Yeah. But sometimes they just go straight. I remember even before, like
what do you mean they just go straight?
As in like one guy, I pressed the bell. He didn't even stop at my stop.
Oh, sometimes they don't give a fuck, do they?
No, they care.
Sometimes they're like, there's not enough people pressed it now. Yeah. I'm not stopping it.
Yeah, he actually stopped outside, like more outside my road than actually.
No, he just stopped outside his house. Yeah. And just like.
It was like, can you just drop me to my house?
Do you want to hear a piss take? This is the fucking amazing piss take. So this is about an Uber ride I got recently, and I was like, I don't know whether this is being pissed off, but I was just like, I can't bother. So I called an Uber. I was late for work at a live show, and you could see on the app right where they are.
Yeah.
And he just weren't moving, and it was like 10 minutes, and I've been standing there like, and he just weren't moving at all, and this is like 5 minutes away from where I live, and it just weren't moving. And then he came past me, carried on driving. And I watched where he went. He went all up the road, all the way around this big roundabout, and came back. This is what this guy did. Listen to the madness. He drove past me, drove his missus to the McDonald's drive-thru, came round, come back. I got in the car. I'm in the back seat with the guy's missus. He didn't even drop her off. And he's like, oh, sorry, I just had to drop. And he was like, I had to get some food for missus. And she's sitting there eating a fucking McDonald's. I'm now like 20 minutes late because obviously they waited for like drive-thru. And then They drive me all the way to work, and I've got this stinking, smelly McDonald's car in front of me, and I'm already late, and I'm like, now I'm hungry, I'm even more pissed off. And then he dropped me off, and he went, oh.
Chris hasn't had a McDonald's since like 1998.
And he was like, have a great day. I was looked at him like, you are fucking.
Five stars, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, and she was like, all right, bye. I was like, I didn't fucking do a share. I didn't fucking order a fucking.
Oh yeah, what is it?
I don't know what it's called. Like the
carpool.
Yeah. I was fucking, and I got McDonald's stink all over me.
I had that for the first time a couple of weeks ago. Really like threw me for a loop. I booked an Uber, showed up, booked it to pick me up at Westfield in Stratford, and I ran up to it.
Wait, can I just say something? You live 5 minute walk from Westfield. You got an Uber from your house. You lazy.
No. I wasn't going home.
5 minutes.
I wasn't going home. I was going to Haringey. I was going to Haringey, but I was getting a I was getting an Uber, and I ran up to it because I was like, oh man, running a bit late. So I ran up to the Uber, opened the door. His entire family were in the back. Like, sorry, I'm just dropping my family off to go shopping.
That's fine though. I've had that before.
It was the first time where I've had an Uber driver, where I'm like, oh my god, I've seen your life.
No, but dude, this guy drove past me.
You're a machine to me. By the way, I don't want you to have a family.
Yeah, but he was just like, fuck Chris. He
drove past me. And the joke is, as you know, the McDonald's is actually on the route to my office. So I could have got out at the McDonald's and walked for 2 minutes and been at work. What a piss take. He must have literally looked at me like that as he went past.
So you're
like,
a bus driver and you work at McDonald's?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's what I want people to know. Yeah. No, but there was a story. I didn't have him personally to me. But
knowledge is dead. And what do I don't know about me?
You don't do fuck all. The thing about it is that
you're the token white boy, even though I'm white. You're still the token white boy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sorry.
Knowledge, he's doing it again. anyway, let me get this out. What's it called? So when they first did the delivery, Uber delivery or whatever.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats. Someone saw where their delivery was or their car was or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they walked up to the car and the guy was eating their McDonald's.
Oh my days. And then gave it to them.
Yeah, he picked it
up. Oh my days.
He was round the corner from the McDonald's, basically, or wherever they was. They were thinking
This is a question for the chat. You order food, you go to get the food outside the house, you catch the Uber Eats driver eating your food. What do you do?
You'd sneak some fries though.
What do you do?
Wouldn't you? Like, would you sneak a couple of fries?
But getting caught doing it.
Yeah. Oh no, you wouldn't get caught.
What do you do though? Bro, what do you do?
What happened to me?
I
ordered Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And they didn't deliver me the food, but they charged me for the food.
Yeah. I've had that, by the way, Joel. I had that of an Indian takeaway. And India is expensive as well. Like India's like, can get
did
into
it come from India?
I hope not. £30 to £40. And I didn't get it.
Do you reckon Chris like put it on a private jet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck off.
Straight I got Miller and Carter on one of those the other day and it cost £100.
What's that?
Miller and Carter is a steakhouse. You don't get them in London.
No, I'm about to say I would know about it. I have a steak. I love steak.
It's not that good. It's fine. It's not like
Gaucho. I went Gaucho the other day for lunch and they do home delivery on Deliveroo. And I was like, but by the time it gets you, it's shit. It's gonna be cold. Like, yeah. You can't order a £50 steak and put it in a bloody takeaway box.
Can order a £50 steak anyway.
And send it to
Richie Rich over
and
it.
And send it to shut up. Fucking work with me, you prick. And that's what Adam's like, Richie Rich over
Richie
it.
Rich
fucking
over work with ordering me. His £50 steak for lunch, by the way.
No, fuck off. Jesus.
Then one. So I'm used to it now.
I was gonna bring up, I'm reading this thing. It's a bit.
Do you know what I wanna do really about as well, by the way, is do like some live phone-ins.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Should we give advice?
Colin, if you're still in the chat, make a comment and say, am I allowed, and say yes if I'm allowed to call you, or we'll get Wild G's missus on and she'll tell us all the
crazy. We could be like your four dysfunctional agony uncles.
Yeah.
Colin said, like that?
Yeah.
Colin said, I'm listening.
They must smell like shit.
Colin said he's listening to us whilst playing Fever and he wrote in capital letters, don't call me. Fine. Guess that's a no, Colin.
Okay.
Enjoy your FIFA.
If you can.
Hope you lose. But all right.
But yeah, that's a madness to me, man. I think there's a lot of people in that position that their outcomes don't, their inputs are not getting their outcomes, but they can't see it.
The thing is, like, this is a pretty common thing, is that like black guys are fetishized.
Yeah, 100%. And the whole thing to do with Mixo's children. I like to say this whole.
We're back into a race chat.
No, this is a good one. Before you go any further, I actually was going to put that as a topic of today.
Oh, wicked.
Go in on. A way that, like, why is it now that all of my friends, and before it was like a couple, and now I can confidently say 90% of my friends, all of my black friends have white girlfriends or wives, and all of my white friends have black.
That's beautiful.
So, for example, I'm with a black woman. Warren's with a white man. Joel's with a white woman. You're with a white woman.
I'm dating an Italian.
You're an Italian.
Oh, I'm dating an Italian.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, I'm not dating an Italian. I'm with an Italian.
You fucking got two kids with me. You better be dating her. Fucking. We're not dating. You're not we're dating. But like, it's a thing. And all of my wife's black friends, all with white guys, and all of it's just generational change.
Good. This is good. This is the.
It's the what's it called? It's the.
But no, it's like a trend, though. Yeah, I don't think it's a trend. It's a trend.
It's a annihilation of the black family. Is what it is.
I just.
Yeah. Why have you, Joel and Warren, decided to settle down with a white woman? Is there anything in particular, or is it you don't even see the colour? It's just because you have a connection.
Knowledge, would you like to go first?
Yeah, precisely what Chris said.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of my criteria.
But you must have thought about it at some point, though, because you're thinking about kids, you're thinking about...
Do you know what it is? For me, I would say that it was actually out of the blue. When me and my missus, which is quite funny, first ever met each other, me and one of my old friends was walking past her and a friend that we knew, our mutual friend, and the first ever meet up, we didn't even like each other. I mean, she'll say the same thing. We didn't actually like each other. And the thing about it is that's amazing. I used to have a preference. I don't know why I had this preference, but I used to have a preference. I used to always be with more black girls or with, nearly all my exes are black or of some kind of black heritage. There was no exes that I was with that was ever white. So yeah, me and my missus was all to do with personality. It was all to do with personality and the way that we got together. But I'm sure there is a research to do with that, how black men are drawn to white women. I've heard of it before. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I'll research it. But
but now I'm seeing it the same. Before, that was always a thing, even in the younger days, but it wasn't so much the black girls going for white guys. That's a kind of a newer trend, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. But it was happening. It's just a thing where, do you know what it is? It was frowned upon. A lot of things were frowned upon before, whereas it's a lot more open and free now. So,
is it better?
What the?
Are you saying is the white pussy better? Is that? Oh.
Wow! Is it though? No. Because you mentioned
go on, bring it back in.
Destruction of the black family.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think we're moving forward? Because my instinct would be like. Social integration, full integration, romantic, everything is better.
Yeah.
That's my sense usually. But I know for a fact that a lot of people would disagree very strongly.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I would say now I'm much more, obviously my family is multicultural, mixed race, everything like that. I don't see colour, I've never really saw colour. A lot of my friends are all from loads of different backgrounds all over the place and everything like that. And I think that's the generation that we've grown up in. And it has a beauty to it. But I do think, and I do love, because I had a conversation with someone before about what we call black love. And I think if people use it in a way to shut down everyone else and just think that, you know, that people should only think black is beautiful, then I think that that's wrong. But I think that it's not wrong for people to see black people together in a relationship or in a family and it be a generational thing. That people shouldn't see it as amazing and beautiful, because as we looked at in, if you look in America and you look at the war on drugs and stuff like that, a lot of them kind of things were set out to destroy the black family, take away the black man or make the black woman addict and all these other bits and pieces. So I think even though it is going into that kind of realm of things when we talk about race and other bits and pieces, it is a thing where that's not happening as much anymore, but where that criteria was set, it's kind of made us go into this generation that we're in. It's just a much more open, multicultural and loving space. And I think that's the beautiful part of it. But I think the way that they was to start it up, they wasn't expecting everyone to kind of get along. They was expecting this to shut it down. Mm. Also, the whole kind of, you know, the connotation of when you've got, a mixed race child, a mixed race female, for instance, and then they've got like, a counterpart, a black father that isn't there in the family. That was a big thing that people used to put out there on a lot of programs and mm-hmm. films and other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
That is not the case anymore. A lot of the time, a lot of my friends that I know that are in mixed families, they are there for their kids and the family's there. So I don't know. I just think, yeah, the black family isn't as recognized as it was before. But what we have to realize as well, especially in the UK, especially for a lot of families, I know a lot of black families that are still out there. A lot of people that I've known for years that have both their mum and dad living with them, live in this country, and it's completely fine. I just don't think it's put in the media as much. So I think a lot of what's happening now, as what Joel said, to do with like commercials and adverts and the media, this was kind of pushed on us. And some people have fallen into that realm of what was pushed on us as well. So yeah, there's loads of things that we can talk about here, but I think
Joel and Warren, have you ever got any heat from the black community for being with a white girl?
No, not me personally, because you know what it is for me personally, it's more of a cultural thing. So I think the way that I was raised,
or where you live, which is actually isn't the norm, like as multicultural as where in London, or is it?
Even that, or even if it's been aimed at me, I haven't seen it. I've missed it. But for me, like the way I've grown up, because I don't want to say like black militant, but I've been raised the Hovis way. I've been raised in England, and I don't really have a cultural background of blackness through the educational system, etc. So when I look at myself, I don't really see myself as black. I just see myself as me, although others may see me as black. And I just connect more to the culture, similar to you, Chris, when you don't really see yourself as white, you connect yourself to the culture, which is why you thought everyone else in the queue was white and it was just you and Aston. And in reality, your pigment is white.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
But so you haven't got any heat? Any heat? Have you? What about you, Warren?
No, I haven't got any heat. I've had some weird comments and stuff. Like I remember
when sly looks and stuff like that.
No, not even that. It was to do with when we first had my daughter, and one of the midwives came around the house. She mentioned that she grew up in New Cross, and that she always wanted a mixed race child. But then she ended up getting with a white counterpart, and she ended up having white children. But she's always loved mixed race children, and I think that's, when you go into that realm of things and some of the articles that I've seen to do with some, I'd say mainly females, but I could be wrong, but mainly females that want mixed race children, it becomes a fetish because they actually don't like black people, black culture, black men even. They just want a mixed race child. So they do what they need to do to have a mixed race child.
You just want to borrow from it. You want to borrow from the blackness. You don't want to be involved in it.
So the Facebook, I think it was a Facebook article that I saw, was a man basically putting up, he had his daughter for a weekend or whatever it was, and he did her hair in Cane Rose in Platts, which is, she looked more black than she was mixed race or whatever you want to call it. And the thing about it is, or multicultural, however you want to, what's it called, type. But the mother was upset when he sent her a picture of his daughter's hair done and was like, she looks black. She's not black. She's also got white in her. And that was her kind of argument.
That's crazy. And she was like, that's the craziest argument of all time.
And he was like, you do realize that she's mixed, like culture. I'm black. Her father's actually black. So they were talking back and forth.
Do you realize?
Yeah, but they were talking back and forth. And she started saying, the second she gets home with me, I'm taking that rubbish out of her hair. She'd never do that to her. And the father was trying to say, but the way you're doing her hair, you're not doing her hair to what her culture is.
Yeah.
So because you're not doing her hair to what her culture is, her hair's not going to grow in a certain way. So you're always going to make her look weird because you're trying to make her what she isn't.
Yeah.
But then also what the last bit I'll say on it is that I remember seeing something before saying that, which not everyone always like agrees with. Even my missus don't fully agree with it as well. But normally you're supposed to be recognized as the color of what your father is. So your daughter would be down as white.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, my daughter
is down as black. I've never heard of that before.
Because it, there is a science to it. I think the kind of layman terms that say is the original seed comes from us and grows in the mother, which they, so basically because of the original seed is what color that comes from. And then obviously as it grows in the mother, there's a connection between both. So the child is always both, yes, but they should
never
be
heard down that before. Thingy.
So yeah.
I've had some interesting ones, which is why I asked it. Like, I've had some crazy experiences, some less crazy. It's like growing up in where I live now, it's Southeast London, Woolwich, straight up. I live in Woolwich. And it's mainly black, kind of African, Nigerian, like, you know, I'm like the only white guy walking down the street most of the time. And whenever I used to go to work and get on a bus or the train at the train station, I'd get so many dirty looks, man. Being with Tasha, like my wife's black, for everyone listening, if you ever got that already. And it wasn't even from the younger generation. It's all the older generations of the older black guys, the older black women kiss their teeth at me and Tasha and say like sly comments under their breath. And I'm immune to it now. You know, it's been even now, I still get the looks and everything,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But now I'm just like, whatever. And it was funny because my wife's sister, who was also dating a white guy at one point, he called me one time, and he ain't from London, so he isn't as, you know, multiculturally. And he went to me, "How do you deal with it?" And I said, "What?" He started the conversation, by the way, with that sentence.
Oh, wow.
Like I'm a fucking mind reader. So first of all, I was like, okay, you kind of have to elaborate with how do you deal with it. And he was like, man, I'm with Natalie, what? And I always get dirty looks, and you know, all the black guys, and they're always staring at me and like saying stuff. And that. I'm like, bro, you just got to put up with it. Like, it's going to happen sometimes. It's going to be a thing. Yeah. The other thing which shocked me when I had Robin, we had our first, our daughter, is how people will do the double take. When they'll see Robin, they'll see me, and then they'll see Robin, and they'll look at me and look at Robin.
Yeah, and they won't.
And they'll be like,
"She your daughter?"
Yeah, exactly. And even one time, I'll stand outside the nursery picking up Robin, and a woman just didn't bring Robin down because she assumed the entire time that can't be my child. So I'm standing there, and she went, "Excuse me." She's like, "Who are you waiting for?" Like, she basically gave every other parent their kid.
Damn.
In front of me, and I'll stand there like, I thought, man, maybe she's changing a nappy or whatever. And then she went, "Who are you waiting for?" And I was like, "Robin." She was like, "Robin." And I was like, "Yes, Robin.
My daughter.
And she went, "Oh, okay." And I was like that was like one of those moments. I was like, really?
Mm. No, but yeah. My missus has had that as well. My missus had that with my daughter.
With your daughter
she's
as well.
She's with my daughter, and people thought that she might have been a nanny.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
But you know what it is? What I was going to go back to is when you say about the dirty looks and everything like that, there's two different sides.
You must have dirty looks though. You must have got that.
Maybe I just don't notice. Do you know what it is? We're going on a race thing. It's always going to go back there. But at the same time, you know what with being black, especially in London, is like, it's unfortunate, but growing up in certain areas, like I grew up on the Isle of Dogs. It wasn't just a lot of white people. It's a lot of white racist people around there as well. So I think being used to people giving me funny looks, I've kind of become immune to it. I don't always see it unless it's actually directed like towards
blatant.
Me. Yeah. And if anything, like, I know it might sound crazy to some people, but I most probably appreciate a racist more than I appreciate a normal person, because someone will go home and be like, "Oh, you know what I saw?" Whereas an actual racist with like an angry face, I know you're racist. I can point you out. I can walk past you. You're very kind of honest in the way that you're approached.
You're talking about the undercover racists.
Yeah, the undercover racists are annoying.
They're behind
the
closed doors.
Smile at you, talk to you, have a full conversation.
Oh my God, I've got such a good story to tell.
But before you go on about that, what I was going to say about
it's amazing.
About what you're saying about you and Natalie and Tasha and all that kind of stuff is, even when I was a bit younger, I had this thing about white men with black women and kind of like being with our women.
And
I think that personally, if we look back at it, it comes back to the whole slave times to do with like, I don't know, some of the older generation being a bit hurt by like a white man.
I told you, by the way, Tasha's granddad didn't talk to me for the first 5 years of our relationship.
Mad.
Well, it's not just
He didn't even acknowledge I existed. I would be every Sunday went there for dinner. Imagine this, for 5 years, I'd walk in, he'd even look at me, didn't talk to me. I multiple times tried to instigate a conversation, airtime.
Yeah.
Like it took, yeah. And then finally, randomly, 5 years in, out of nowhere, he comes and starts chatting to me.
Yeah, it's for him to get comfortable. But going back to that, the thing about it is, you also have to realize, when he grew up,
someone
like yourself was cussing, looking at, he must have got cussed, beat up, whatever the situation is, but it was a negative connotation.
You don't know his journey. Yeah.
And then after it's a negative connotation, his now granddaughter is with someone that he sees negatively. It's also on the other side, like, sorry to talk my missus's business, but she has a family member that she's fallen out with because of her children being black and also her being with a black, well, her
well that's what I meant when I said that. Have you ever experienced anything?
Yeah, we have, but you know what it is? It's a thing, and it's unfortunate, but it's a thing with her and her family member that she's had to deal with that. I've never had to deal with it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I met the same family member, and again, they were nice to me. They were fine. They were cool in front, on their best behavior. But then the second I left, I don't know what they were saying. And you know what? I don't appreciate that because, I don't know, I've grown up around people that I've just been open. Like, I've got a couple friends that definitely have, merged the lines to do with race and stuff like that and said certain things to me that other people would be like, oh my God, you can't have someone saying that to you. But you know what? Everyone has to realize in the world that, you know what? Everyone's a little bit racist.
Do you know what, right? Up until recently, do you want to add anything to that before I go on?
Well, yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you know, everything you're saying is super valid. But there's also like another element of it, which is, you know, you look at communities out in like the West Indies, like out in, I don't think you should say it anymore, but out in Jamaica, you know, maybe even Trinidad. And these are some of the most conservative communities out there as well. Like, you know, Jamaica is famously like extremely, extremely homophobic. So it might not just be like learned experiences.
It's cultural.
It doesn't have to be that. It's very much ingrained in the culture, like how conservative these places are.
You know
are.
What's crazy as well? It is like that on one side, and also the other side when we talk about, this is why I don't understand it as well. This is what I was going to move on to. In Africa, it may be different. I don't know about that. But in the Caribbean, I can definitely say firsthand, you can go within an area or let's say a space which is like, I don't know, as big as a city or something like that, and you will find a black Jamaican, a white Jamaican, a Chinese Jamaican, and an Indian Jamaican, all within the same area.
A Chinese Jamaican?
Yeah.
I want to meet that guy.
100%, no, there's loads. There's loads.
Because the amount of rice in that house, the amount of rice in that household.
Unbelievable like, chicken, right?
Bear rice in that household.
Unbelievable.
All the different, bruv, they got all the different types of rice.
Yeah.
All the different types of stuff. I want to go to that feast.
Imagine sweet
rice and show me that rice. Show me
egg fried rice and peas.
Oh my God.
No, but I was going to say chicken fried rice and sour jerk chicken. Imagine sweet and sour jerk chicken. No, but anyway, we're drifting.
Yeah.
But also, even in
a... If you have a restaurant, if you listen to that and you have a restaurant, you can recommend to us.
Sweet and sour goat,
even in Trinidad, you have, so I used to go to barbers, and one of the barbers is Trinidadian, but he's called Indian, and there's Trinidadian Indians in Trinidad. They're same family as the black Trinidadians and everything like that.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is that in the Caribbean, there is so much multicultural in the actual Caribbean that it's crazy that people come over here and still kind of are
bring this kind of
thing there.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. So I thought, and up until recently, that we'd come a long way from when I was younger, the type of outward racism you'd hear and see. Even my own family.
We spoke about it recently.
The older generation of my nan, granddad and their parents, like growing up when I was young, it was like so super open in the household and you're like, you can't say that, right?
Yeah.
And then literally, I'm not gonna mention names because I definitely should have mentioned names, but like 2 weeks ago, I went to my friend's house and he had some of his mates over, all white guys, and everyone's busting jokes and that. And then all of a sudden, they must have thought, yeah, we're all white. This is a safe place.
Comfortable.
Dude, honestly, I'm sitting there hearing madness, bro. And I'm like, and then the thing is, yeah, three of the people in the room know that I have a black wife, but the other people don't know.
Oh no.
So they're looking at me. Some of my best friends are staring at me going, fuck me. He has no idea what he's saying. To the point where he's making these, I'm not going to say it was the thing he says, but he ended his sentences with, it's not like anyone has any black wives or girlfriends in here, is it? Ha, 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 ha. And he's busting all these jokes. And I didn't say nothing. I was like, let me see how far this guy goes in this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, let me
keep
digging.
You didn't
learn
him.
No, but I did. I did.
I don't know why you didn't phone
no,
me.
No, I did. I waited. And my, you know, Shane, who's my best friend, he was there and a few others. And they're looking at me. Ivan's there. He's looking at all my, they're looking at me like, when's he going to say something? Because I was just like, oh, wait. And I was egging him on. I was like, oh, da, da, da. I was egging him on. Like, this guy. And he was feeling himself as well, right? And I was like, oh, that's really funny. Because I have a black wife and a mixed race daughter. Bro, the mic dropped. The whole room just stopped. Bro, I'm telling you. And this guy, he spent the next 3-4 hours coming up to me every minute apologizing. I was like, you're not sorry.
Yeah, the other one's in it.
I was like,
yeah, you were comfortable.
Oh, yeah, I was like,
you're sorry because you got caught.
I said, yeah, exactly. I said, stop saying sorry because you're pissing me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you saying you're sorry you're trying to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Because you got hotted up in front of everyone, and now everyone's like, you're a dickhead. Yeah. And most people don't even know you, and now they know you're a dickhead. Yeah. So just stop saying you're sorry.
She just phoned me. That would have been a...
Bruv, it was amazing. It was, I mean...
Bus driver's name.
I couldn't believe in this day and age, in a young group as well, like of people that we're at, it's just some people that are that openly racist. I was like, wow.
No, that
2016 taught me that.
Yeah.
2016 taught me that, yeah. I grew up thinking that I was coming up in a world that was, you know, better than any generation before.
Why did you say 2016?
Because 2016, we had the referendum and we had Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you just realized there's those people exist because clearly they voted.
Yeah. But it's not just those people exist.
It's the media coverage.
But
afterwards.
It's half of people.
Yeah.
More than half, clearly.
Yeah. It's not just those people exist. It's half of people. Mm. And that was like, I thought, maybe 10%. Worst case scenario, that's half.
But you think about it, see even how that hit the Europeans as well. Me and my missus was with a couple of her friends at the time. And the thing about it is, they were having a conversation about the visas and the this and the that and how they're not going to go with the referendum, they're going to go against it and all this kind of stuff. And then my missus is sitting there and she's Italian. And I'm just like, yeah, but all this stuff that you're saying, you're friends with an Italian, this is going to affect her as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're saying all this stuff, but you feel like you're saying it. And again, like what you were saying, because you're comfortable with someone that's white, but they're white European. So it doesn't work for them in the UK.
Yeah. But Italians are to them like the good Europeans.
Yeah. Oh, they're one of us. That's the big thing that one of people. But what I was going to touch on with what you said as well is that I've got some friends as well that have mentioned stuff to me like that before. They've said, oh, yeah, like I might have mentioned to them, oh, yeah, but do you still hang around
and do you
still see this person? Mm. And they're like, bruv, don't even talk about that mug. And I'm like, why? And they're like, bruv, behind closed doors, I don't think he even liked you, bruv. He just wanted you around because you're this or you're that or whatever. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, bruv, he's never changed since this point. He used to say it back then, but we never said nothing because we was young and dumb. But now that he says it as a grown adult and his family say it as well, we don't connect with him. And I'm just sitting there like, and that's the kind of people I don't like, because I'm telling you, the same guy, I'm not going to say the names, that we would have seen, I could have seen him, hug, how you doing, not COVID times, but I would never have known. Yeah. He would have been, as your mum, how's this, how's that, how's your brother,
the funny thing is, up until that guy said that, he was, I was like, he's a really funny, cool, like, I was like, to my friend, oh, he's actually really funny, that guy, and he actually, despite the fact he's racist, he actually he's funny.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he starts saying, like, he must have been like, here's this environment where, I don't know what he was thinking, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what he, and then.
I can say exactly what I'm thinking.
Even if,
right now.
And we all know each other close enough, like right now, that even if I wasn't with a black woman, it would have been like, bro, what the fuck are you saying, bro? Like, where did you grow? Like, and the thing is, I'm not gonna say where he lives, but he's from the ends.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm undercover.
Like, that's what surprised me the most. It's like, you're from the ends, bro. Like, you're like 80% of our friends are the people that you're basically making these derogatory comments about. It's like, what? Like,
you can be surrounded by people and not take the time out to realize they're people, though.
Yeah.
Oh, bruv, that blew my mind a little bit, I'll be honest.
What concerns me is what gets people to that stage? Like, why?
It must be there.
That's the biggest question.
It's got to be there. What do you think, Joel, before I say anything? What do you think that causes it?
Obviously, it's nature and nurture, but like, it's just, I know it's ignorant me to think, come on, you should know these things, but come on, they should know these things.
Yeah, that was exactly my thought about it, the whole thing. I was like, that's why I wanted to see how long it went on for. I was actually in shock. And what made the most uncomfortable part about it also was the fact that half the room knew, and they were all looking at me like, what's Chris going to say?
Yeah.
So hold on.
They're all looking. And again, he made multiple comments around, it's not like we have black girlfriends, or it's not like any of us are dating a black woman. And he kept going. And I was just like, geez.
Can I ask you a weird question?
What?
Do you feel like your friends should have been like, should have said something, stuck up for you? Or would you rather fight your own fight there?
I would 100% would rather. I'm happy that they let him carry on going, because he kind of dug himself a hole. And they know me well enough to know that I can handle it.
Okay.
Like, there's certain friends of mine that I know wouldn't speak up, and I would go, I would say something.
Yeah.
Like, you have certain friends that they're too nice and they probably just wouldn't say anything because they don't want to make the situation awkward.
Yeah.
I would probably, my friends that were there know me well enough to be like, nah, he's fine.
But you know, there's you have to say something though.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't there, you have to say something. Is it the Germans have a saying? If you're German, you're listening to this.
The Germans have a saying.
There's a German saying, and I think it goes something like this. I think the numbers are off, but like, if you have one person having dinner with 49 Nazis, you have 50 Nazis.
Because basically you've just...
Yeah, they're just as bad.
That's what I'm saying. So what, you didn't pump this guy up?
I know. I'm upset that this is because it's not been going.
Okay, do you think that the answer there is violence? Seriously, come on.
Yeah. Do you know what? No, but
I wish I had both of you on screen therapy. At the same time.
Have you ever noticed how violent black people are?
Say again, knowledge. What did you say?
You man ain't heard of impact therapy.
What do you mean? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Literally the impact of your fist in his head. Do you know what I think?
No, wait.
Can I say something? I think honestly. What was worse than that was the humiliation he felt. I honestly felt like I humiliated him by making him go so far that, and then basically the rest of the night, I don't know, I felt like the humiliation and what he'll leave with a stronger message with that of, you need to think twice and also check yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, because here's what happened, right? He went from being a guy who told a
And he was a funny
joke.
Guy, by the way. He was the life
he
of the party.
Went from a guy who's life telling of the a shitty party. Joke to being a guy who has to address the fact that he's
but
racist.
But not even just that. Let me say two points. So number maybe. One, what I was going to say a little bit earlier to do with what you talked about him being a funny guy, yeah? I've been a funny guy in situations, yeah? And sometimes uncomfortability can make you more funny, yeah? You're the more uncomfortable one. You're the one that will say it. So because you're the one that will say it, because you said it, we can laugh at it.
Yeah.
That you've got that kind of side of things. Yeah. So that's what he
I even know that guy. So you can't be dropping
no,
those
no, but
ones.
That's what he wants to do and stuff like that. But the reason why I think you should have beat him up is because you're white. If I beat him up, he's going to... No, on a real, if I beat him up, he's going to say, yeah, but he's just another one of them.
The thing is, by you beating him up, it's going to emphasize his hate.
But if you beat him up... He's gonna be like.
No, here's the problem though. Here's the problem though. He doesn't think he's white.
Yeah, true that. But that's why you should have beat him up even more. But that's another thing. If Chris was.
I took so much offense to it as well. I was so offended.
Chris
I was like,
was
no.
Continuously going to jiu-jitsu, yeah. He would have dealt with the situation.
But he isn't. He isn't.
All right, okay. I'm gonna say this.
Yeah, we're over time anyway.
Yeah, we're like an hour over time.
Like an hour over time.
Like, who on Late Night London wants to see a Warren versus Chris live stream jiu-jitsu roll-in session?
Oh, Chris is gonna.
Oh, so you
worse.
Fight? You fight Warren?
Oh, you he's see, really because I'm black.
Like, nah,
so this racist
Chris.
Guy that's cussing your wife, you didn't do shit about. Yeah, but you wanna fight
and now?
Me
you
live
now you wanna roll
views.
With a black guy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to whoop your ass, son.
I'm hoeing you out for views as well. Like yeah. for clicks. You only want me for the clicks and the views. But yeah, cool. Thanks everyone for joining. I realized that
thanks
we've been
so
live for 2 hours.
Yeah, if you're still listening.
So if you're still there, let us know. Just say, yeah, I'm still here, I'm alive. But
tell us how you got to this point in your life. We've got nothing to do on a Wednesday night.
And if you're that guy tuning in, hey.
Girl.
If you're playing FIFA right now, let us know the score.
Let us know the score of FIFA. Colin lost, mate. He's terrible at FIFA. 100%. I only just said that just to see if
my
I can
missus
ride
definitely
him
fell on asleep, 1000%.
Fell on the sleep.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a German saying.
Right. I've never heard someone go, there's an old German saying. And I was like, Adam, really? We're going there with the old German saying? But why not?
But why not? And it was salient too.
It was salient. See, when you come out with these words like that, that's where you lose all of us. All right, everyone. Catch
Good
you
night.
Later.
God bless.
Good night. See you later.
Speak to you next week.
Bye. Thanks.